Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Tes. Kuf Mem Tes, we are on Kuf Mem Ches Mabez. Again, schedule, you know, this will be the last daf here in Beit Shemesh for now. The next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle until next week. We, with Hashem, will get on the summer cycle, which, as in past years, will be putting up the day before. So until it gets settled, it might take a day or two, but hopefully by Monday, Tuesday next week, with Hashem, everything will be scheduled and going. And as we said, this next Sunday, if anybody wants to join us, the daf will be taking place in Bethel in Borough Park, 8:30 in the morning, Sunday morning. Okay, let us get into Kuf Mem Ches Amabez, Ibo Elohu, about 8 lines up from the bottom. So we are talking, as we know, about Matnash Chimira, and the Gemara went into yesterday. What about a Chazara from Matnash Chimira? That was what we just discussed, whether a Chazar B'Miksas is a Chazar B'Kula or not. We try to prove it from a Braisa. We said it wasn't so clear what the Umdana was. So today we have more questions regarding Matnash Chimira, or not Matana of a Chimira, but something that a Chimira does, and the question is, what is his intention? Remember, the Mishnah said that there's a difference between whether he gives away all of his possessions or he gives away some of his possessions. That we already had the distinction back on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amibes, the chilek between Matnash Chimira Bekula and a Matnash Chimira Bemiksas. The question is, what about some other permutations as we're about to have? So the Gemara says, Iboilahu, 8 lines up for the bottom. Hikdish kol nechasav. What if he didn't give all of his possessions, but he was makdish all of his possessions? So is that better? Is that worse? Hikdish kol, we're about to have a couple of questions in the Gemara. The Gemara does not use the lashon of imtim salomar, but the Rashbam puts in the words imtim salomar, as we'll see. So first, hikdish kol nechasav. Right, if somebody's makdish all of his property for Amara, then he gets better. The question is, if it was a matnash chimira, he gets better, then it all goes back. It doesn't count. It's all somewhat contingent. So what about if he's makdish kol nechasav? So do we say it's the same thing? Is he gamar umakni in this case? Mahu. Mi amrinan, says the Gemara, kol lagabe hekdish gamar umakni. Do we say, well, no, this is better? Even though by matnash chimira he does it thinking that if he gets better, he will want his nechasim back. Maybe by hekdish, he really wants to do the right thing. He really wants to be, give it to the Beis HaMikdash in all circumstances, even at if he would get better. So do we say that he is gamar umakni totally? O dilma kol agabi nafshi lo gamar umakni. Or do we say no? If it has to do with himself, so then he is not gamar umakni and he wants it back. You see the Rashbam explains the question and then adds it at the end, the next stage. Yibayelu, says the Rashbam, 6 lines, 7 lines off at the bottom. Shchivira shiklish kodachasa v'lo shiur v'yacharkach aman mecholyo mi matzi hadarbei. Can he be chozerbo if he gets better? Mi chomer mi matnes hedyot. Do we say this is more chomer than a matana v'hedyot? Dineima d'gamar v'hikdish hakol b'leiv shalim bein yichye bein yamus. Right, maybe he gives it no matter what. Right, even if he doesn't die, he's ready to give his property. Right, do we say that? And then, just parenthetically, before we get to the last line of that Rashbam, keep in mind that the Matnash Chimira, as we know, is in general is an allowance by the Rabbanan. Let's say what we hold to get away without a Maisa Kinyan. Hekdish is also a little different in that you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan. So maybe just like it's easier, you don't even need the Matnash Chimira, it's easier to transfer Bechlal, so maybe we say the Umdana is that a person wants to give more to the Beis HaMikdash. But then the Rashbam adds in, and we're going to do these in Tim Salomar's because it's going to be important for us in a few minutes. V'im Tim Salomar adds in the Rashbam. And if you want to say, well, by Hekdish, he is Gamar Umakni, and if he sure wants everybody to have it, back to the Gemara, Hifkir kol nechasa mahu. What if he wasn't Makdash, but he was Mafkir? Right? He was on his deathbed. Shchivirani, he just made all of his possessions ownerless. He was Mafkir all of his nechasim. Mi Amrinan, do we say, Kivan da'afla aniyim ka'ashirim Gamar Umakni? Well, he knows within Hefkir, there are many recipients that could get it. Aniyim, Ashirim. So maybe there he for sure is removing himself and he's giving it no matter what happens in the future. O Dilma, or no, Kol Agabi Nafshe, Lo Gamar Makri. Or do we say no, like we said earlier, if it has to do with himself, he wants it back if he gets better. What exactly is the question of Hefker? What exactly? So the Rashbam, 2 days here. Number one, mi lema kavanasa l'shamayim va'akni l'gamre l'kol mi sheyavo v'yizke. Olo, do we say, interesting lashon, kavanasa l'shamayim? What does that mean? He's just being mafkarit. Kavanasa l'shamayim is kavanasa l'shamayim. Maybe deep down he knows there's a chance that somebody who really needs this is going to get it. Kavanasa l'shamayim, and therefore it's just like hekdish or not. One way to look at it. Or, Inami says the Rashbam, Kiva de hifkir mamono, hotzio midaito legamre. If you give somebody something, or you even give Hector something, so you know who the recipient is, maybe you don't have a connection with it anymore, but it's kind of on your mind. If you're mafkarit, says the Rashbam, maybe you're just removing it, you're being misyaish, it's finished. I'm being misalik myself. Hotzio midaito legamre, ve'eno chavetz b'chazaraso, she'eno rotze lahanos omi menu. Being mafkarid is even, maybe, interestingly, ironically, a more demonstrative act of removal than the others. By makdish, by no sein, one might say that I'm interested in giving it to somebody, I'm interested in giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not that I totally want to remove myself from it, but there's another value that I want to give it to you. I'm going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. But Hefker, what's that? Hefker, nobody's getting it. So the fact that I'm Mafker, it means I am totally not interested in this item. I'm removing myself. So maybe that's even more of a reason, even if you don't say it in general. By Hefker, you would say you can't get it back. That is number two question. We'll get back to that also. Let's just finish the three questions. And then finally, what about the third one? Again, the Rashbam adds in. And if you want to say, Im Tipsalomar by Hefker, De Eno Choshish Bezehamamon, Hovif Kiro, Velo Dikdek Lechalka Lohavav, if you want to say by Hefker, it goes to, it is never a, you can't get it back. So by Hektish, you can't get it back. By Hefker, you can't get it back. But maybe, finishing up the third question, Chile Kol Nechasav La'aniyim. What if you gave it to the poor? Staka. What if you gave all of your property to staka? My. Mi amrina, do we say staka vade migmer gamer umakni? Do we say staka for sure? He gives it, and he's gamer umakni to give it to staka. O dil makolik, I mean, actually, lo gamer umakni, or the same thing. If it's a different recipient, even staka, or him, you know, he wants it back if he's able to get it back. Teku, and these questions are not answered, right? What's the formulation of the Shaila? The Rashbam again, important lines. Milema yad aniim ki yad hektish. Do we say that staka is like hektish, and therefore, just like a hektish, you want to get it back? So to aniim, you want to get it back, or do we say not? A couple of points to talk about in this law. Let's go backwards first. First, lamaskana. So lamaskana, what do we say? It's a teku. So what do we say in these cases? If somebody does this, if somebody is makdish it, if somebody gives it to tzaka, so that's a machlokas rishonim. Who is the muhsak? You would say the answer is amozim echavel avaraya. But who's the motzi and who's the muhsak here? Here he gives it, you just don't know what type of gift it was. Was it a gift that's going to come back in the future or not? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam here in Hilchos Zechiyah Umatana, Perek Tes Halacha Yutes, says he gets it back. After all, it's his before everything starts. And now the question is, does he have the rights to get it back? So he is considered the muhsak. The Rambam says, Shchiv mira, shehikdash kol nechasav, v'lo shir klum. O hifkiran, o chilkan laniyim, im amad, chozer bakol. That's it. He says it beferish, chozer bakol, the Magid Mishnah says, Call she'elo sagamara alu b'teku l'fichag mavet choser she'ein motzi'in miyado ela baraya brura. You're only motzi'in from him with a raya brura because he is the muhsak. He, the no-sein, is considered the muhsak. But if you look in the Rush right here in our Gemara, in Os Chav Gimel, the Rush says right here, Ibailu, he quotes these, ala b'teku, v'kivan desalku b'teku misafkalan ishaya chacha umdina olo. Right, we don't know what the umdana is. We don't know what the person meant. And therefore, yireh, it appears to me, she'ein mevatzlin ha-hektish v'ha-hefker. We know for sure there was a hakdasha, that there was hefker. You don't know if it was undone, if he meant it to be undone. So that's the suffix motzi b'devadai, says the Rush. Therefore, he cannot be chozer bo. V'hachilek she'chilek she'ein mevatzlin ma'isav elahecha debarer lan umdana kidibirashdi le'el. Right, you don't undo an action just because there's a suffix of an umdana. You know for sure there was a maisa, and now the question is he want to be chozirbo? So the muchzak is the recipient. The muchzak is the hektish and the hefker. The goes money. The hagos ashri here quotes the other opinion. Because Rabbi Baruch Maran Me'eretz Yavan Tehilchasa Lokana Debisveka Lomavkina Mamona. Okay, so Machlokas are showing him who is the Mosak. The Ritva has another formulation about how you look at this. This is a suffix, but how do you define this? Is this a suffix Mamon or is this a suffix Isser? Right, once you get into the world of Hektish or Tztaka, at least two of those, this isn't only in the world of Dini Mamonis anymore. So says the Ritva, maybe that's the issue of Hadapaskin. Pirish. If Amad Yochol Lachzav Kamo B'Shar Matanos Olo V'Salka Mateko V'Yesh Omrim, some say Davili Teku to Isura Ula Chumra V'Acherim Omrim Davili Teku to Mamona Ula Kula to Nachasa B'Cheskas Dose Kaimi. So he quotes that the Machlokes, but he formulates it a little bit differently than the Rush and the Rambam. Okay, that is in terms of Psak. Number one, number two. Back to the issues of Tztaka. There is a discussion in Rabbi Yosef Engel in his classic. Asvin Daraisa, it talks about all about Lamdish Sugyas in Asvin Daraisa. So one of the topics in Os, Klal Yuzayin. Asvin Daraisa, Klal Yuzayin. Yeah, we discussed many of the Klalim in Asvin Daraisa. The first one is Shlichus, right? Everything you want to know about Shlichus. He has the Sugyas of Bitoborov, he has the Sugyas of Yisuyiv Amalashuk, but a lot of the Lamdish discussions he discusses there in Asvin Daraisa, which is usually printed with Lekach Tov as well. So there, he has a question. Klal Yuzayin, Im Hefker Yeshbo Inyan Mitzvah. Is there any mitzvah element to Hefker? Right, when you give Tzaka, we know that's a mitzvah. When you're Makdish something, we know that's something good. What if you just Mafker something? Is that a mitzvah? So the first paragraph, he talks all about Bitol Chametz, and anything that you could get out of that sugya. But then in the last paragraph, he says, Matsasi od sugya mufureshes, de muchach minei de hefker yesh bohinyin mitzvah. What would be the mitzvah? To be mafker something. That eventually maybe a poor person or a needy person would get it. L'chora, that would be the mitzvah. No mitzvah just to give away my property. But to give it away so that someone else, needy, could get it, that would be a possible mitzvah. So where would you look here? So now it's easy for us because we just saw the Rashbam. So he says, look at Baba Basra Akuf Emches, and look at the Rashbam. What does the Rashbam say? We emphasize the line. Do we say Kavanasa Lashamayim? That's the language of the Rashbam. Do we say it's Kavanasa Lashamayim? The Akni Lagamri, the Komashiyav of Yisko Olo. Right? Do we say that? And then the Rashbam quotes the second day, do we say that he's totally just removing himself from the property because he's not interested in where it's going? So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas between those two opinions in the Rashbam? Answer Rabbi Yosef Engel. Im Kain, Lefi, Pirish Arishon, the Rashbam Anal, Di'i Boy, the Hefker, Humishum, Di'i Shlomar, the Chavanas, the Shemayim, Muchach Lehedya, the Hefker, Yeshbo, Inyan Mitzvah. There's some type of good deed Inyan mitzvah when it comes to hefker. Amnam lepirusho hasheni hanal ein raya. So maybe that's good for the machlokes between the 2 days in the Rashbam. Ulam, and then he says the emes pirusha arishon yoser nira. But I think the first one makes more sense. Mishitchias lashon haGemara. Why? Just from the simple interpretation of the Gemara. What does the Gemara have here? Three questions: hektish, staka, and hefker. Those three go together somewhat. If the Gemara puts them all together, the other two are obviously something positive, something stucco related, something mitzvah related. So lechora so to hefker also. Mehal dechash of hefker bein hektish vitztucka muchach lehedya ditam ho ibayehu deyish lomar degamru makni mibnei chavivus mitzvah sahektish vitztucka. But he says the only problem with this is the imtim salomars of the Rashbam. Because if you're going to tell me it's all mitzvah related, but hefker is in between hektish and staka, it's somehow even more, it's not more mitzvah oriented than hektish. That would be more difficult to say. That's impossible. Impossible to say that hefker, even if you want to say it's an Indian mitzvah, would be a difa tvei achin omar. Until what would be the imtim salomars? Even if somebody acha adam gomer umakni yoser behefker mi bitstaka mipas godel ha mitzvah sha hefker mitzvah so gedola yoser bitstaka is a vade davar matmiya. And therefore he says, I think, and then he says, interestingly, we're not going to go through it now. He says, I think you can say the imtim salomars exactly in the opposite way. The Rashbam says, even if you want to say he's gomer umakni here, maybe not in the following. But the Asa D'Oraisa said maybe you can say the exact opposite. Even if you want to say he wasn't Gomer Makni by A, maybe he would be by B. Okay, that's he goes through that, but that's his discussion in the Asa D'Oraisa in Klal Yud Zayin. And finally, the last point I wanted to make was the last question. The Gemara said, with Tztaka. By Tztaka, maybe the rules would be different by if I'm giving my nechasim to the aniyim. That regular kinyanim, regular, let's say, giving away all of possessions, maybe you would want to be chozer bo, but giving it to the aniyim, you wouldn't want to be chozer bo. There are other precedents. The Gemara doesn't quote it, but there are other precedents that kinyanim by tztaka would be different. And just like the bar is suggesting here, maybe you wouldn't be able to be chozerbo. Just to quote two other examples of where there is something different by the kinyan of tztaka, unlike the other kinyanim. Number one is asmachta, as we have mentioned. Right? So the sugi is in Yaradea Reish Nun Ches. Simin Reish Nun Ches in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Nun Ches Sif Yud. Start with Yud. Nadar litztaka ba asmachta. If I give to tztaka basmachta, kigon im asid or ploni atin kach v'kach l'tztaka va'asao, I base it on a future event which didn't happen yet. So we know that's called tztaka. That's called asmachta. That's called basachim v'kuvia. That's called gambling. However wants to say it. So usually we say asmachta is lokanya. We paskin. Asmachta is zakone. Daraisa, derabanan, discussion in Maseches Sanhedrin, which Bez Hashem will get to in a few months. But litztaka, the Shulchan Aruch says, asmachta litztaka is kanya. Why? Because we assume a person really wants to do it. He's gomer umakni, like our Gemara says here. That's what he says. Chayev litain, the Shulchan Aruch says. He has to give it. It says the Taz, why? Dibitztaka, asmachta, kanya. Kehachraos, Marina of Israel, and he quotes the Shuvah Sadeshin that the Beis Yosef quotes. We call Makom, maybe Darki Moshe, B'Shem Shuvah Harivash, Bechat Shamar im Esachik, Etain Lamelach, Kavakach, Vulhektish Kavakach, Hold Avi Spadil Gabi Hedyot, Havizadil Gabi Hektish. Okay, what if you, he quotes a case where he says, I'm going to give half to so and so and half to Hektish. Maybe that wouldn't work, because half the case is Asmachta. That relates to what we just mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, in terms of Pagidon Dibura and Pagidon Chazara. Vinira de Zedome Lekini at Vechamor Delokana. Don't bring me a kasha from here, because that's like the case we had 5 days ago. Kini at Vechamor. If a half a case is a problem, the rest is a problem. But fundamentally, Asmach l'staka is kanya. That is number one. Exception, staka versus other cases of hedyot. But there's another one. The Gemara in Shvuas on Daf Chavav. Gemara in Shvuas Chavav Mabez discusses Mose sefasecha tishmar v'yasisa. As the Pasuk says in Kiseitse. That whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to fulfill. Right? You have to keep your word. Ein li ela shehotzi b'sfasav. Gomar belibo minayin. That's only if you say it. What if you just thought it? If I thought to give staka, if I thought to give a donation, do I have to do it? So the Gemara seems to say yes. Tamalomar kol nidiv lave, even just your lave, really? Even if just somebody just thinks something, so that's another halacha about staka. Let's go back to the end of that simin. In simin Reish Nun Ches again, we're keeping the same simin. Says the Rama. What if somebody thinks, he decided kind of himself that he's going to give him to staka? If you don't say it, we're not going to force you because we have no idea what's inside your mind. But if you said it, then we're going to force you. That's what the summary showing him say. Goes to Mordechai and the Maharik and the Rabbeinu Peh, the Smak and the Rush quotes some of this. Pesachas Tainus, the Russian Tainus discusses this. V'yesh Omrim says the Ramah, no. Dim lo hotzi befiv eino klum. 2 days in the Ramah. If you don't say it, is it mechuyev? V'ha'ikr kisvar harishonah. If somebody really decided in their minds to give something, so then it would be, one would have to give it. So again, that's another example. We don't say that by, if I decide to sell something, if I decide to give something, right, if I can always change my mind, nothing happens yet. But based on that pasuk in Shvuas Chavav, kol nediv leiv, by tztaka, it might be different, even if somebody just thought it. Okay, again, a lot to talk about. But we spoke about the psak, we spoke about the what hefker is all about, and we spoke about issues of tzedakah. We didn't talk about the inner workings of hefker. That we'll have to talk about at a future date, not for now, in terms of how do I look at hefker, siluk, hakana'ah, if it's a hakana'ah, who is it a hakana'ah to, the future party, the tzibur, right, the hefker, rabim, okay, but all different sugis in hefker. Is it mitam neder? Is it not mitam neder? The Rambam has a lashon like that. But we'll continue. Says the Gemara, we'll skip the parentheses. Amar Rav Sheshes. What if somebody, again, more shkibmira questions. That's what this parak is about. Right? The eighth parak of Maseches Baal Basra was all about Yerusha. The ninth parak is all about shkibmira. That's the topic, the main topic of this parak, which obviously is connected to Yerusha. And remember, this is all in a totally new world, compared to the first seven prakim of this Masechta, which are totally different. First two prakim, the third parak, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh parak, the middle prakim, all about kinyanim. That's what the general rubric of the Masechta is, various kinyanim. But now we're getting to unique type of kinyanim. The eighth parak was about Yerusha, which was its own unique type of kinyan. And then we had to have that first conceptually, Rav Yehuda Hanasi might tell us, because Shchiv Meira, the way that we allow Shchiv Meira to work, as the Gemara said, is Ki Yerusha Shavua Rabbanan, right, as compared to Yerusha. That's why we have to know Perek, the eighth Perek, before we have the ninth Perek. So now we continue. Amar Rav Sheshes, Yitol, what if somebody doesn't say, give so-and-so the property, but he says, Yitol, he shall take it. A Shchiv Meira says, he shall take it. Yitol, the Yizke, the Yachzik, any of these will show us. He shall be Zochet to it, he shall be Machzik in it, the Yikne. Or he shall be kona it. Any of these lashonos, kulam lasha matana. They all work. They're all lashonos of matana. And therefore, they are, the kinyan is done. Kinyan is done. Bimasti satana, af, in the Brisa it says even, yachasin, for the word Yerusha in Aramaic. The yaris, those would also work. Biroi liyarsho. As long as the recipient is roi liyarsho, as we learned back on Daf Kuflamin, from Yochanan ben Brokahi, and it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi, who says one is allowed to do this, biroi liyarsho. The Rashba here as today is whether these Lashonos would work by a Bari. Would these only work by a Shchiv Meira? Or do we say, no, these are good Lashonos, and even by a Bari, the Lashonos would work. That's the Suffolk. Today is in the Rashba. The Rashba first quotes the Rimigash. Pirsha Rav Rav Yosef HaLevizal, the Dafka B'Shchiv Meira, Alva B'Bari Lo. By a Bari, these aren't totally clear Lashonos, and therefore they wouldn't work. V'kfar Kasavti L'mala, the B'Lashon, She'inamoa B'Bari, Inamoa B'Shchiv Meira. I disagree. I think, as we learned, right, there's a parallel. The only thing that Shchiv Meira is different in is the Maisa Kinyan. But the words used, if it doesn't work by A, it shouldn't work by B, says the Rashba. And if it works by B, it should work by A. She'ein misaknin diburo shel Shchiv Meira. Ela lashon matana gemura hein v'afilu babari. And therefore, I think these Lashonos would work even by a Bari, says the Rashba. Because, again, there's no difference between Bari and Shchiv Meira except for the Maisa Kinyan. That is allowed not to happen. Good. Ibailu. What about the following case? Yehane Bahen Mahi. What if the Shchiv Meira says he should get benefit in them? He has a house, he has an apartment. Yehane Bahen, this person should get benefit. Dinevi Kulo Matana Kamar. Do we say he's giving it all by Matana? By saying, you know, he should get benefit, it should be his. Is that how we interpret his words? Odilma lisrani minayo miti kamar. He should get some benefit. But he's not being makneit to them. He should get some benefit. That is the question. Or, ye ra'eh bohen mahu. He should be seen in them. Let him be seen in them. So again, is that saying he should be seen in them because it's his or not? Ya'amod bohen mahu. He should be able to stand in them. In my properties, yishain bahen mahu. What he should rely on them. He should be comfortable. Yishain bahen mahu. Right? Should he be, you know, lean on them? Lean on them and lean on them in a figurative sense. So teku. So again, that is the all of these are unanswered questions. The question that one might ask though on this is, let's see the first one. He should get benefit. Didn't we have a suffix earlier and we said it did not work? Somebody should live in the house, right? Didn't we call that a darash she'ein bo mamish, right? And therefore, if he's not being makan of the house, it shouldn't work, right? We had this back on Kuf Mem Zayin 2 days ago, right? The Gemara, Rav Nachman said, Shchiv Meira she'amar yadur ploni bebayit zeh lo amar klum. So isn't this no better than that? Yehana behen, yehana, so you should get the benefit. So the Rashba also deals with this, that he quotes the Riven. It must be where he said something more tangible. Dahacha kigon, da'amar nechasai leploni, sheyehana behen, sheyamor behen. You have to add that in, because he already said before, just a right is a davar she'ein bo mamish, or maybe it's also a davar shelo bal olam, right? We had that. Is it one or two different types of problems? So you have to add in a couple of understandings. A lot of tekus on today's daf. A lot of tekus. Maybe we'll make a comment about it in a minute. Let's just first finish these questions. Ibai lehu. Mochar kol nechasa mahu. What if he didn't give away all of his possessions? He sold it. So what's the issue? He gets money. So we mentioned in the Mishnah is only if he doesn't have anything left. So here he doesn't have anything left of what he had. But now he has money, right? So how do you view this case? Mahu. Amar view the Marav, im amad, ein achoser. So one version of Rav is, if he gets better, ein achoser, he cannot be choser. But meaning, this is not called a mountain of shchimira. He still has money, and therefore, he's it's regular Kenyan, and if he did a Kenyan, obviously you have to say he did some type of Kenyan, so it does not go back if he gets better. Vizimnin Amar Vyuda Marav, Imam Mar Choser, and some say no, the opposite. Some say Imam Mar Choser, he can be Choser Bo. Velo Pligi, and this it's two versions of Rav Yehuda Marav, same person. So we say it's not a machlokes. Ha de isnu luzuze beinayu, ha de parinu bechovo. One case is where he still has the money. And one case is that he used it to repay a loan, so he doesn't have the money anymore. Which is which? Machlokes Rishonim. Which is which? So what would we have said? What's the simple interpretation we might have said? If he still has the money, so that's called still having something. And if he still has something, so then that's not called a manash chimira. But if he gave away the money bechov, so then he doesn't have anything. So that's a real manash chimira. He has nothing left, and therefore he would be able to be choser bo. That is not how the Rashbam learns it. That's the way the Ad Rama understands it, and the Rimi Gasha understands it. Let's read it from the Ad Rama. The Ad Rama, and that might be maybe even the Pshuto. Again, what's the rule? Does he have anything left or not? If he has nothing left, then it's a manash chimira. If he still has something left, it is not a matna shchimira. So that's how the Yad Ramav understands the suffix. Let me just find you his lashon. De isnehu luzuze be'enayu. If he still has something left, lo yachal amader ba, he can't be choser bo da alayu kasamich, because he still has something left, and obviously it's not a matna shchimira. Parinu bechovo. But if he used the money that he got from the sale to repay a loan that he owed, so he has nothing left. That's called Nasan Konachasov, Yachol Maderbe. Why? De Igloi Milsa Limafreya, because it's Igloi Milsa, de Chizavinhu la Nichse, Adaita Dilmifer Inu, Lizuze Bechovo de Zavin. Vlavlashir Lenafshe. Because clearly, right, you could see he was Megala Daito, that the money that he was getting was not to be able to hold something and still say that he has something, but it was to get money to repay his loan. And therefore he had nothing left. And therefore, it is a matnas shchimira. But if you look in the Rashbam, he says exactly the opposite. The Rashbam says no. If he has something left, then he's choser bo. He can be choser bo. Why? Because he gave away all his stuff. So he has some money left. You're right, he has some money left, but he gave away all of his property. If he gave away all of his property, he obviously can be choser bo. If he then repaid, that's if he has his money. But if he used that money to repay a loan to Parinu Bechovo, then he can't be choser bo. Because you see, he's still involved in the business world. You see, he's still doing things. He's repaying loans. He didn't just give away. He still thinks that he's worried about the future. So therefore, says the Rashbam, in that case, he would not be able to be choser bo. So Machlokas, we've shown him how to understand this chilek and which way it would cut. Good. Ibai Luhu, following question. Okay, we'll get back to the tekus. Bad Hashem. Ibai Luhu. Shchiv mira shehode mahu. What if about a shchiv mira that is mode? Again, what's this case? He didn't give it all away. He didn't sell it. He wasn't makdashit. He wasn't mafgirit. Right? Every question that we could think of is asked here. What if he just said, my money belongs to so-and-so? So he didn't, it wasn't makdashit. It was odisa. He was modeh. So hodos v'al didn't give edim dami. But do we say this is a matna shremira? Shremira shehode mahu. What's the root of the shayla? Says the Rashbam, well, he's not giving it. He's just saying it belongs to so-and-so. Maybe this is the sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin. He just doesn't want his sons to appear rich. Shalo lahasbia esbanav. He doesn't want his sons to be able to be known. Maybe he didn't want people to go keep asking them for things. He didn't want his sons themselves. That's the shayla. Maybe he didn't give it away. He's just saying this maybe, but doesn't really mean it. So, is that a serious hoda'ah at the end of his life? Right, that's the shayla. The Rashbam says, first couple of skinny lines. Even though if we know it belongs to this person, I don't know what he's talking about, but he says that it belongs to the other person. Do we say he's only saying this because the other one his sons to appear rich, or once he's mode, and therefore we would have to trust him? That's the question. Hoda'a of a shchivira. In general, we give a lot of credence to what people say on their deathbed. Right? There are many examples to this, but not always. Like here, maybe he has an ulterior motive. He doesn't want his sons to appear rich. But there are fascinating questions in the poskim about issues that come up on the deathbed. And the question is, what if the person doesn't die? Right, same kind of question here. Just to quote two examples. The Chavos Ya'ir, Chavos Ya'ir of Ya'ir Bekrek, going back 400 years. The Chavos Ya'ir has the following case. One of the Islam. Alamaisa, Simin Ayin Aleph in the Chavos Ya'ir. Amarti Almaisa Sheshamati She Naase Bemedinas Rusya. She Hizvadis Isha Lefneimosa. There was a woman that was about to die, and she admitted before she died. She Naasis Ashes Ish Imploni. Right, she married so and so, and nobody knew about it. Va'achar kach chazra leburya, shechayev b'ayla lotzia. Right, meaning what? Meaning she was married to A, and then she said, "I was married to B. I did something with B, and then she got better." Does she have to get divorced from her husband that she's been married to for many years? So I heard the story. Chayev b'ayla lotzia. V'chein behefich im hisvada haboel. Basically, it means she was mezana. She was more than she was mezana at the end of her life, right? In the case that he was talking about, it's a case of anusa, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But he says at the end, "Umebreisha hamaisa nifla v'nora v'yishbo tochacha lebros Yisrael sheishbu milasos kazos v'chaela babanim aktanim yulidei shashuim kasata ve'ilu zakara." So at the end of the woman's life, she said that. Some Sofer quotes this in a different context. Some Sofer, Simon Dalet, fourth tshuva in Yaradeya. He has the following case. A shochet is a shrivira. Aldas a shochet a shachal of nata lamos. Ubechol yo karl araba bezdin lehisvados al chatov. A shochet calls the rabbi of the town over. He wants to be mitzvade. He wants to do vidui before he dies. Varav near yard, but budku kederach shabotkim legitin. Umatzu shafui bedas miyusheves. He checked him, and he's shafui bedas, meaning he's totally with it. He hasn't lost it yet. Ube hisvadu so gila chataim shebinu urav baal aramis viata nechshal b'stam yenam viacharon hichvid shekama pa'amim matza sakino pagum achar shchita vehichshir habehemos. He's a shochet that gave a lot of things that were not kosher. Besides the personal averus that he's being misvada, but he's a shochet and he says, "I checked my knife and it wasn't good, and I still gave the shrita." V'shal harav mahaylo hanabazeh. Why'd you do this? V'heishiv ki yitzro takfo umachmas kovet v'dochak panasoso. I needed the money. Nira sheishlo schar me'akash. And in parentheses, nira sheishlo schar me'akashos lo me'atrefus. Okay, nechshal b'hanal. Right, obviously, he only got money for the kosher ones, not for the treif ones. Now, the question is, everybody has this meat in their house. Do you believe this butcher? What do you do? What's the first thing you quote? Chavos Ya'ir. Goes to Shuv of the Chavos Ya'ir about a woman who is misfad at the end of her life, and you have to believe her. But then he says, but the fact that the Boel says, I'm not sure, right, that you say, but then he says towards the end of the Shuvah, Misa, says the Chasam Sofer. V'achi kaimel on Sofer get pashut. We'll have to get there. Upatak v'shochan arach, oshim mishpat, simin pei aleph. Deina on the mishate v'shas misa. Umoel afilu lafuki mi banav. V'afilu meachrini. V'ashikas of agasham. V'afilu aman mecholio v'chozer bo. V'toein bari lahashtus niskavati. Right, I was mishate. Afilu achilo mehemen. He's not believed. Afilu migo lo ma'anilei. V'chulu. And then he says, v'ulai chavos yer lo amre ela shabol nema lo osar al atzmo. K'shiyam asabal. V'nerali pashut. Fitzarech Ian, but that's his Shiloh. So in general, as we see from some of these sources, people, we don't assume people are generally going to lie at the end of their life. But here, maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe they want his, he wants his kids to be able to not look at themselves as rich, other people. So that's the Shiloh here. Back to our Gemara. If somebody is modeh, instead of giving it all away, he's modeh, it belongs to so-and-so. So do we believe him or not? So Tashma, the Isser Giora story. Isser Giyar, who's Isser Giyara? Isser the Ger. Isser the Ger was the son of the daughters of Shmuel. The daughters of Shmuel, as we know, the Gemara in Ksubas tells us they were captured. And they were ne'enas with a captor. And then that captor, right, they were so, he was so mushpa from the daughters of Shmuel that he eventually converted. So this son, right, this son had a non-Jewish father at the time that he was, right, he was created, fertilized, but later on his father became Jewish. So Isser Giora, Habile Tracer Alfi Zuze Be Rava, he had 12,000 zuz by Rava. Rava was watching 12,000 zuz of his, and he was going to die. Isser Giora was going to die. So Rav Mari Bray, Rav Mari was his son. So Rav Mari was his son, who was Horaso Shalom Bikdusha Valedasa Bikdusha. Right, his mother became pregnant when the father was not Jewish yet. V'leidasa b'kedusha, but the leida, right, doesn't mean literally horaso shalom b'kedusha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says here, right, the mother was always Jewish, right, so it's b'kedusha, but it means the father, right, in terms of Yerusha, that's what we're talking about, because the father was not Jewish when the father made his wife, made the woman pregnant with him. That's why the father is not going to be morish to him. Leidasa shalom b'kedusha, horasa shalom b'kedusha, leidasa b'kedusha. Right, that's a look at the Rashbam. Isser, who Isser Giora, sheba al Rachel bas mar Shmuel. Right, he was born Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel, kodem shenis gayer, but the sabre menu begius as Rav Mari by Rachel, will be told kachlis gayer, and then no lad Rav Mari v'hamileho adash shalom b'kedusha le'das b'kedusha v'ibe b'nos Shmuel shenishbu b'sechas k'suvis. Good, that's the Rashbam, tells us the whole story. So what's the issue here? The issue is here, Rav Mari wanted the money. He was the son, but the money wasn't going to go to him because he wasn't really related to his father. So, Rav Mari, Bray, Harasa Shalom Bekdusha, Leidasa Bekdusha Have, Ubei Rav Have, and he was in Yeshiva. Why do we have to know that detail for? So the Rashash says, maybe because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those who are learning, or, Pashtus, he wasn't there. He wasn't there, and that's why he only heard about this through the grapevine. Amar Rava, Hechi Nikninu, Ramari Lani Zuzi. Rava says to himself, Rava has the money, right? Rava has all this money, this 12,000 zuz. So he says, well, how's Ramari going to get it? If Ezer dies, which he's about to die, how's he going to get it? E be Yerusha, is he going to get it? Be Yerusha, La Bar Yerushi. He's not a Bar Yerusha. Right? A father is not Morish a son if the father was not Jewish when he impregnated the wife. If he wants to give it as a gift to him, wants to will it to him, so that's also not going to work because Manashchimira works through Yerusha, says the Rava. Another Chiddush. Called the Hecha, the Isa be Yerusha, Isa be Matana. Called Hecha, the Lasa be Yerusha, Lasa Matana. This Isar doesn't have any relatives. Halakhically. So therefore, he can't be Morishit, he can't be give it as a Matna Shchimira. Okay, so that's Rava, another Yisod we learn about Matna Shchimira here. That you can only give a Matna Shchimira if you're in the Parsha of Yerusha. If you're not in the Parsha of Yerusha, because Kirusha of Yerabanan, the language that the Yad Rama uses is called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. The Rabbanan can't just make up a mechanism of Kenyan without any parallel. So I'll call the Tikkun Rabbanan. So here, what's the Tikkun Rabbanan? Yerusha. So if this person is not a Bar Yerusha, then it's not going to work. Ibe Meshicha Lester Gabe. Meshicha, he's in Yeshiva. You can't be Moshech l'nechazim. Iba chalipin, ein mapeya nikla b'chalipin. If it's, we're going to do a kinya chalipin, we have this back in Bamatzia. A matveya, money, cannot be nikla b'chalipin. I agav karka, goes through every possibility. Les le'ara. He doesn't have any land. Doesn't have any land. The Rishon and the Rabban here talks about. This kind of proves the, we had earlier, do we say that, oh, everybody has dalalamas? Sounds like not. Sounds like he doesn't have any land. Less like karka. Ibn Mamet Shlashton, maybe that only applies to Gerim. Right? Ibn Mamet Shlashton. Right? What about Mamet Shlashton? Remember, we had this already the past couple times, the past few days. Right? Meaning, what's Mamet Shlashton? As long as the person who has it and the giver and the receiver are there. So Rava says, Ishach Lilo Azilna. Well, I'm not going, says Rava. And he's the one that has it. So if I'm not going, it's not gonna work. What do you see from here? Mamet Shlashton only cannot work through a shliach. Right, the Ritva says here, it seems like it cannot work through a shliach, and it can't work bal karchach of the nifkad. That the both of those are issues in the Rishonim. Right, because it sounds like for here, Rava says, I'm not going. Right, the issue, what's the issue? It could be, as we said, how does mamash lashon work? Is it really a hakna of the item, or is it more of a schus gevia? And these issues might be totally on that chakira. But either way, Rava says, I'm not going, therefore, Rav Mari, I'm sorry, Rav Mari's stuck. We'll get back to that. But Rav Mari must have heard about this, right? That if you look in the, let's just do the next line of the Gemara. Maskavala Rav Ika v'reid Rav Ami. Rav Ika says to Rava, wait a minute. Amai, I have an option. V'lodi iser tahalan zuze d'Rav Mari ninu v'lik ninu bodisa. Our question, just be moded. Be moded that this property belongs to Mari. Why doesn't he just do that? Meanwhile, that word got out. Rav Mari heard about this in the Beis Medrash, right? Second to last line of the Rashbam. Bitokshin Emre Beis Medrash Yatsa Kol. They heard about this. He's like, okay, fine. Back to the Gemara. Adahachi Nafik Odisa Mibe Isar. Right. So he did Kinyan Odisa. Right. Rav Mari probably got word to Isar, his father, to give Odisa, and that's what he did. Ikvid Rav, and Rav was very upset about that. Amar, he says, they're learning from me. I was the one that brought this up. I was the one that started the whole conversation, and they're causing me a loss. So therefore, he was just very upset. The big kasha is, Rava? We know deep down that this money should go to Amari. So what is Rava talking about? This is the great Rava, Bayan Rava. Right, didn't we have earlier? Right, Dover Gadol, Dover Katan. What's Dover Katan? Avayis, Nabayev, Rava. This is the Rava, and Rava is saying he wanted the money. Very hard. How do we understand this? So, different suggestions. The Chazon Ish writes, well, maybe he wanted it because he wanted to give it to Tzorchei Tzibur. You're right. He wasn't going to take it for himself. But the whole Tzibur, this was so much money. How many people, how many orphans this could have supported? L'chara Kasha says the Chazon Ish in the Likutim. Hakom Mizon Osef Shaladim Kitsufin Lo. He asked it in a different way. We know from the Gemara Beitza, right in earlier, Daf Yud. All mizonot of a person is kasuv lo meirash hashana. Ela sha'adam chayav ba'asiya b'inyani shel olam. But you have to do your ishtablus. But so Rava did the ishtablus. What was he upset about? Facha ein roi le'tamar chacham l'shtadel l'hafzad es remari. B'kamakam im iser nosin l'b'nam echayim ein nachon l'afzido. V'yefshar de Rava haylo tzarech l'ma'os b'shvil tzarechei tzibur. Maybe it was that. V'gam Rav Mari lo haya kapit b'zeh. Shiyadash b'mos mis'avit tzakav ha'chesed. Number one, tzarechei tzibur. The Rishonim, though, asked this question. The Rishonim asked this question. The Ritva and the Meiri both say, Rava was going to give it. But he didn't want to give it because he had to. He wanted to give it Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. That's why. Of course he was going to give it to Ramari. But now, he was Dafka going to Ramari. He lost the opportunity of Chesed. That was the reason that he was upset. Inami de Rava lo Raya Rotza la Akva Ma'atzmo. Ela Shalo Yiske Mer Rav Mari Minadin. Kedeshi Yehe Ruach Hachamim Noche He Menu She Yachzer Lo. That was at least one of the days that the Ritva quotes that the Meiri also discusses. So either way, that is the issue. Another question is asked that, why would you need, right, it says here that the Likninu Be'odisa, is an interesting lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Yud Aleph Tezvav. Again, it relates to how do we look at the idea of of an odisa. The Rambam says, "Hamachayev atzmo b'mamon la'acher below tonight klal. Hamachayev you money. Ava bishlo hayachayev lo klum aris achayev. I get out. That's hodas baldin. Meidim dami. Shadavar zeh kmo matanahu ve'ena asmachta. I'm not smachta. You didn't make a tali on anything. You're just giving a gift." So by saying, I'm a chayiv to you. Ketzad. Ha'omer la'edim, heyu alai edim sha'ani chayav l'ploni mana. O sh'kasav lo b'shtar, harini chayav l'cha mana. Avo b'ishen sham edim. O sh'amar b'fnei edim, harini chayav l'cha mana b'shtar. V'chulu. Avo b'ishen emodim v'edim yodim sh'lo haylo esmal klum. Sh'rechiyev atzmo v'gamar v'shibet atzmo, k'moshi ishpabit ha'arev, v'chein horu k'zo ha'ga'onim. Even if so, he's not true. So that's kinyu, that's by hodos bal din that I'm going to pay you. But this is a hodah that it's yours. So how is it yours? So maybe it's yours because I owe you, maybe it's yours because I'm giving it to you now. But either way, that's kinyan hodah, which doesn't have to be true, but you're being modeit to him. Okay, that's the end of that sugya. Continue. Says the Gemara, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that, back on Kuf Membav, that manashchimira only works if you give away everything. But if you're mishayer karka kol shehu, then the matan is makuyim, and the it's not a manashchimira. So shir karka kol shehu, matanos hakayemes. Bekam kol shehu, how much is a kol shehu? Amar Rav Yudam Arav, karka kidei parnasaso. Enough to live off of. Enough to live off of. That's parna saso. For Yirmiyah bar Abba Amr, metaltalin kadei parna saso. For Yirmiyah bar Abba says, metaltalin, movable items, even. Not just karka. Kadei parna saso. Amr Ebzeira, kame mechuv ishmaitza desavi. Wow. How meduyik are the shmaitza, the topics of these elders. Karka taimamai, the ika somechale metal. So why did the first opinion say he's literally karka? Because that's what he's somechan. The ikai, because if he gets better somechale, he's going to rely on the karka. Metalzli nami. Ikai somechila vahu. Right? So metalzlin too. So that's why he thinks there of your Miriam Bar Abba makes a lot of sense. Metalzlin. Maskalar of Yosef. Umay kavante. What is so meduyak and so precise about what they said? Mandar metaltalin karkatran. The one who said metaltalin, but it says karka in the Mishnah. It's not so meduyak. Mandar kdei panasaso kol shehu tnan. Both opinions have a problem with the language of the Gemara. So I don't know what's so meduyak about these shitas. You want to say they said they're shitas? They did, fine. But don't tell me that it's meduyak and mechuvan from the language of the Mishnah. The Chashuk Echemed here discusses the kdei parnasaso, how long would you say that is? Enough to be mafarnei. So generally we say a year. He had the following shaila. Ashir hiftiach la'olech hadash. There was somebody making aliyah. Maybe he was nervous about his parnasa. So there was an ashir that said, you know what? I'll support you. Hiftiach la'olech hadash yigia la'eretz Yisrael demei kalkala l'tkufa rishona. For the first period that you're in Eretz Yisrael, I'll support you. The niftar ha'ashir. You could ask him what he meant, but he died. V'hayarshim rotim l'kayem neder v'ratzan aviyim. The yarshim want to continue. The question is, kamazman. How long do they have to support them for? So he says, yitachein kadei latzeis ben asafek yitznu l'shana. Why? That's al smach the Gemara. But what do you quote? Bavazer kuf pentes. Kedei parnasaso. And what's kedei parnasaso? So you look in the Sma, who quotes the Bala Itur, kedei parnasaso, yud beis chodesh. Kedamrina nam migabi nechasim merubim. That's what the Sma says in the name of some of the Rishonim. So if you say that's yud beis chodesh, maybe that would be yud beis chodesh here too. Okay, I'll have to stop there by the next, Amar Le'Abai is the next question that leads on to the next daf. Again, remember, Teku, Tishbi, Atares, Kushias, Vabayos, the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, who says it's Teku and not Meku. Right? It's not Moshe Yitarets, it's Tishbi Yitarets. Why? Because Eliyahu Navi is the one that's still around. So many stories in Shas about Eliyahu, whether he comes with his goof, whether he comes in his neshama, whether he's invisible, whether he's not. But that's, he's still here. And in order to answer Shilohs, you have to be involved in the world. Not Moshe Rabbeinu died, but Tishbi Yitarets, Kushias, Vabayos, that's his diyuk. And again, the Chafetz Chaim says, and it's also only Kushias Vabayas. Doesn't say clear-cut halachos. That we have to learn ourselves. Right? He's only going to be metareitz the questions. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today was the last year here in Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem, we will pick up on a regular schedule, Hashem, next week. Hopefully it'll be up a day earlier in the summer, as is done in past years. But again, Sunday in Bethel, I'll be there for Shabbos, giving some shiurim, but also Sunday morning, 8:30 in Brooklyn, in Bethel, will be the daf on Sunday's daf. And after that, Hashem, we will continue from there.